something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Principles and Means for Growth.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Are you full of joy? How do you know? How do you know? You know, you can be happy in church as soon as you get home. Everything that normally annoys you is there. What do you do when everything that annoys you shows up? Let me tell you something I learned years ago. Several years ago. I'd been pastoring just a few years. And I was sitting in my office. Somebody had done something very annoying. So I asked about it and I was told this one did this and the other one was part of it. So I said, send for them. So they brought the two of them. They sat in front of me. I said, sit down. They sat down. I was very cross. You don't want to see me when I'm very cross, do you? I was very cross. So I started out. As I was talking, I was even now stammering out of the anger. I was very angry. Then I noticed that as I was talking, my head, it was as though, you know, from the frowning and the anger, as if my head started aching a bit. So I stopped. They didn't know why I stopped. I was still frowning and looking at them. It was my head. Then very quickly, I just remembered. You want to go in this direction or you want to change course? I said, I want to change course. You know, when the Spirit of God ministers to you, it can be very quick. Right away, I just started laughing. These two people who, you know, thought they were in real soup, I was laughing, laughing, laughing. Then I said, get out. I was trying to save myself. You see, I said, get out. And the matter was over. Why? I was trying to save myself. It was not about them. It was about me and my health. Do I want to be normal? Or this angry fellow, you know? What do I want to be? Then you don't know why you pick up a sickness that doesn't go, no matter the prayer. But you are a pastor. I rebuke the migraine in the name of Jesus. I confess there's no migraine. Meanwhile, every time you get angry, it takes forces to rescue you. Let it go, that you may be healthy. Let it go, so that God can use you. Let it go. Let it go. Happy pastors. Yeah. And any happy, have you seen happy children? Little children that are always laughing, they grow very well. You know, very laughing, they look chubby and nice. You feel like carrying them. But have you ever seen a child that looks like a man? Small child. When he looks at you, even you will be afraid. Like, ah. You'd ask, madam, how old is your baby? You want to carry it? Happy pastors! Is it true? Is it true? It is. Happiness is our responsibility. It's something you make happen continually. You want to be successful with God? You need it. You need it. Listen, you know, sometimes some people think that the way they grew up is how they must be. They say, I've been like this. That you've been like this doesn't mean this is how you should be. What is God's plan? What is God's dream? What does God want in your life? Do you want to accomplish God's purpose for your life? Okay. Can we start with Galatians chapter 5? Let's read something. Galatians chapter 5. Begin with verse 22. Start. Read it out for me. The fruit of the Spirit is what?
Love.
What is number one?
Love.
Number two?
Love.
Okay. Look at what tops the list. Number one, he says, love. Number two, joy. No, you want to put those two last. You say number one, peace. That's why you mean peace. Number one, peace. Number two, long suffering. See, I've been suffering for a long time. Number three, gentleness. Number four, I'm good. And number five, faith. Go to number six, meekness. Number seven, temperance. That's how you want it. Number one, love. Number two, joy. Peter called it joy unspeakable and full of glory. It means that you come to the office in the morning, it's not like this. What is all this? What is all this? What is all this? This is morning time. You've just arrived the office. You've come with your home problem. Just enter the office. Supervisor. Come happy. Because other people have come to the office. Some of them came with some problems. But you are the pastor. You need to take away their problems. You represent the master. So don't come in with all your senior boy. That is the right description. The person is senior boy. You know senior boy? He's a boy. But he's just a senior boy. Only senior boys do like that. You remember senior boys in school? And some people have never left that situation in their lives. They're still senior boys. Wicked senior boys. You can be a pastor and still be a senior boy. Wicked, wicked senior boy. Come to church and say, are you frowning? Stand up, stand up, stand up. The man you're talking to is 65 years old. You are 40. Say, stand up. I'm the pastor of this church. The man is 65. What does the Bible say you should do? Honor. And those who are adults like that, elders who are senior to you like that, their fathers, what is it you do? Recognize them as what? Fathers. Is that the way to treat a father? So, your joy says, number one, love. Number two, joy. Joy cannot, you can't have joy that is not expressed. There is no such joy, brothers and sisters. Every time people express joy in the Bible, it was expressed in laughter, in singing, in praise, in dancing. That's how you express joy. You can't be frowning and looking around and say, I know I'm joyful. We have two types of pastors' wives. You have the ones that when the pastor is preaching, he says, preacher! Say, yes! Yes! I have many of those ones here. So when you're preaching, they go, yes! They're my chief supporters. So, yeah! Then you have the other ones that maybe that pastor is preaching and the wife is like, I hope you are doing what you are saying. Before service and after service, she's correcting him. Before service, today's message, I hope you remind the brethren to be careful of this late coming. They are going to church. The man is driving. She said, I hope you remind them about this late coming. It's getting too much. She's complaining already. And he's, I will remind them. Something you said the other week, I hope you correct them this time. After the service, they're going back home. She wouldn't say, the message was beautiful. I really learned a lot from what you said. No, she would. Today, I thought you were going to tell them about you didn't say it. There's a way you explain that thing. I think you should correct it next week. Because when will you be happy with this message? When will you be happy? Which day will you say, I learned a lot from what you taught today? Which day? When will you discover? When are you going to find that he said something nice? Do you know what you're doing? Conference with accuser of the brethren.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.